The commission that's been delving into public corruption in New York State will release a preliminary report to the governor this weekend. The Moreland Commission, appointed by Governor Cuomo, has held several hearings on the issue and has been investigating the connection between private money and public officials, with an eye towards making policy proposals. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one high-ranking New York State senator has concerns whether the commission's work will be tangled in a question of separation of powers.
The commission, made up mostly of prosecutors, including Onondaga County District Attorney Bill Fitzpatrick, has been issuing subpoenas to employers of lawmakers to gauge their income outside part-time salaries of a state legislator. Assembly Democrats and Senate Republicans are going to court and asking a judge to quash those subpoenas. Syracuse Republican Senator John DeFrancisco agrees with the legislator's tactics, calling the governor's creation of the Moreland Commission a risky proposition.
If the governor can appoint a commission at any time he wants to try to get information and try to pressure the other branch of government to do something, I don't think that's what the founding fathers were really looking for in a democracy. So it'll be decided by the courts whether this goes too far or not. And I think it was an important constitutional issue to raise.
Cuomo created the commission last spring after lawmakers failed to move ahead on his proposed ethics agenda. DeFrancisco says it's too early to say whether Cuomo's creation of a commission will interfere with any future ethics legislation in Albany. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.